You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. Now that the cold weather has settled in, furnaces across central New York have been humming to keep us warm. But for most of us, that natural gas-fueled heat source creates 37% of the state's greenhouse gas emissions. Geothermal designer and expert Jay Eggs says simple math shows the state can't meet its goal of reducing emissions 50% by 2030 without moving away from fossil fuels. In a talk at the Central New York Engineering Expo Monday, Egg assured the attendees that New York and most of the world are going geothermal, even if it's not obvious.
It's impossible to look at a house and know that they've gone geothermal, so it becomes out of sight, out of mind. However, New York State has put significant effort into these programs, as well as consumer outreach programs statewide, to get into the communities and to tell them, hey, you've got the solar panels, you've got the electric car, there's one more thing.
He says every piece helps to reduce carbon emissions. Geothermal pumps use groundwater conduction to heat and cool homes. He recalls visiting densely populated neighborhoods in Atlanta.
It was the middle of the summertime, so it was like 85, 90 degrees. You could hear tricycle wheels on the next street, dogs barking two streets down. There was no outside noise. It was truly a surreal experience. It was almost like Twilight Zone. It was just quiet, no outside equipment noise.
And with that, he says, a longer-lasting and efficient geothermal system. Egg says there have been advances to make them even more economical. He says geofencing uses GPS technology linked to your mobile device.
Our homes are empty during the day. If you leave your house and it's geofenced, it knows to go back to the warmer temperature in the summer, the cooler temperature in the winter, and then when you hit inside that 2-mile geofence, it brings it back down. It's the best new thing I've seen for heating and cooling technologies.
Still, geothermal systems aren't cheap and might not fit some applications. The state and federal governments do offer tax credits and rebates. For more on this and other local news, go to WAER.org.